The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me here on Sunny 95. We had some rain come in overnight, and last night was the second Movies in the Park that the Rotary of Club of Clintonville sponsored. And I was there. It's a relatively new club, and this was our second movie in the park. It was Wizard of Oz. And I didn't think we were going to be able to hold it because all this rain was coming, and it just looked like it was going to be called off. Of course, we had a rain date, but we're watching the weather and trying to see hour by hour. And sure enough, we were able to have the event. Lots of people showed up. It actually got kind of cool there at the end of the day, and it wasn't bad at all. So those of you that came, hope you had fun. And those of you that didn't, next year we'll probably do it again. Nothing set in stone, but I think we're going to talk about it more here at our next meeting, probably this Friday. You may know that the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic is coming up soon. You've heard me talk about it several times, and this is my last chance. So it happens to be next Saturday, and it takes place at the Bent Tree Golf Club and also at Royal American Links. And we would like you to come early because there's a continental breakfast, registration, silent auction begin at 7. There will be free golf balls to hit on the range. Try to beef up your swing a little bit before you go out. There will be lunch and beer and beverages, and you get green carts and fees. Honestly, I'm just sending out an email to my database here soon. We have room for 6 more foursomes. That's 24 golfers, so we really, really want to fill that up. If you've heard me talk about this before and you've thought about maybe golfing or telling your husband about golfing and he's available or you're available next Saturday morning, please go to dentallyspeaking.com, www.dentallyspeaking.com. There's a link there to register. Or you can call the Down Syndrome office at 263-6020. Do that on Monday, or do it now and leave a message for them, and they'll call you back. You can also go to their website, which is www.dsaco.net. But you have to do it soon, and we really appreciate any help you can be. All of the funds go to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. It's a great cause, and those people that happen to have that disease, they just make me smile because they seem to always be happy, and I want to do my part to go out and help them and help Down Syndrome help them, help those folks live their life to the fullest. Now, today's Dr. Kvitko question of the day is going to be tied in. It's a two-part question, and we're going to make it easy. The winner gets a free seasonal mixed floral arrangement from Vistember Flowers delivered to your place of work this Tuesday afternoon. Okay, that'd be in 2 days. So let's just see if you were paying attention. It's a two-part question. When is the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, and what charity does it benefit? Okay, so that's very simple. Just give us a call at 459-9769, and the first person with the right guess receives the seasonal mixed floral arrangement from Vistember Florist. Now, I want to talk about, basically, it's some of the things that happened to me at the office, and I get, as you can imagine, I get questions, just a myriad of questions every day from people who are there about to have treatment, whether it's our consultation, whether it's their first visit, or in some cases they're just like a friend or a family member. They came along, helped so and so who's in a walker or maybe even a wheelchair or just using a cane. And people just have all of these questions, which is why we call our show Everything I've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. It's kind of hard to ask the question once you're there and you're numb. But I figure if you're up, you're not numb unless you were out too late last night and a little bit of libation. So if something pops in, give us a call, 459-9769. And I want to talk about wisdom tooth removal as an adult. Now, a lot of people think that if you haven't had your wisdom teeth extracted when you're young, then you don't need them. Doesn't matter what we see on the x-ray, doesn't matter how crooked, horizontal, upside down, inside out, sticking out to the cheek or the tongue. If you didn't get them out when you were a kid, people tend to think, okay, I guess I don't need them out. I'm fine. I've even had, especially from people that may happen to be wearing a denture or a partial denture, and they're thinking, gee, I've been wearing a denture all these years. First of all, I don't even need an x-ray. Why do you want to do an x-ray, Dr. Kavitko? Well, it's because we want to make sure that everything in the bone is good, that there's nothing left behind from any previous extractions, and that there isn't an impacted wisdom tooth still in there. So if it hasn't been bothering you for all these years, why worry about it? Oh, and by the way, some of you know I taught at the dental school, Ohio State University College of Dentistry, for 20 years, and I was in the x-ray department. Now, what that means is I saw most every patient who came in, on my shift, of course, who came in to be a new patient or with a toothache. Now, at the dental school, we have a policy that anybody we're about to work on, we have to have x-rays on them. It's my policy as well. Of course, that's where I learned it. It doesn't matter whether you've been wearing dentures for 30 years. If you come to the dental school, or came to the dental school, you would have x-rays taken. You could argue with us a little bit, but if you completely declined having them as a patient, the dental school would just say, you know what, we're really sorry, but we can't take care of you. Well, let me tell you why. We did have a patient who had had dentures, had been wearing dentures for, I think this one case it was 23 years, and they needed new dentures, as you can imagine. Well, they weren't 23 years old, but they were pretty old. And by the way, not to get off on a tangent, but just because you have dentures made, it doesn't mean that that's the last time you're going to need a dentist. In fact, the rule of thumb is, after you've had a set of dentures made, in 2.5 years, you're going to need a reline. Most people need a reline. And then 2.5 years later, you're going to need new dentures. Well, that doesn't sound like very long, does it? 5 years? But let me tell you why. First of all, what happens over time, see, the gums and bone weren't designed to be covered by a denture. That was never nature's plan. So when we cover them, you get resorption. You get this slowly dissolution of the bone and the gum. So essentially, your ridge gets smaller, but your denture doesn't. Now, on an upper, when the ridge shrinks, it gets smaller from, say, you know, where the front of your teeth were. That will move backwards in your head. And the outside edges by your cheek, those will move inward to the midline. That's how, when it gets smaller, that's what happens. Interestingly enough, on the lower, it's the complete opposite. The inside edge along the tongue line, if you were to run your tongue along the inside edge of your teeth and ridges, that part is the part that dissolves away. So essentially, the lower arch horseshoe gets bigger and the upper horseshoe gets smaller. Not a good recipe. So you do, and then also, even if they still seem to fit relatively well, what happens is the teeth wear off. They get flat. You can no longer chew. And not only can you, even if you think you can, you're not doing it as efficiently. But most importantly is if your teeth get shorter, and I'm talking about all of the denture teeth in the back, what happens? Your mouth is actually closing further and further and further than it used to in order for the teeth to touch. So what that means is your chin gets a little closer to your nose when your teeth are together. And so you start to look like you're older than you are. Some people get to the point where they even look like they need dentures. People look at them and go, they don't have any teeth. I wonder why they're not getting dentures. And in reality, you may have teeth in your mouth. You just don't look like you do. Okay, now I know I was getting off on a tangent, and not too bad, because I'll get back here in a sec. But anyway, keep that in mind. New dentures every 5 years, reline every 2.5. When I come back, I'm going to pick up the story that I was talking about the person who had been wearing their denture for 23 years and didn't want an x-ray, but we convinced them that we needed to get an x-ray. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Okay, so time to go to break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunny 95, and we'll be right back after the break.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City. Or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
You make me smile.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thanks for joining me today. I think it's going to be a great day. I want to reiterate Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We're trying to make it easy for you folks because the winner will win a free seasonal floral arrangement by Weistember Florist. So, and by the way, I didn't mention earlier, this contest is a Dr. Kavitko contest. It's not a Sunny 95 contest. If you call Sunny 95, they'll have no idea what you're talking about, so please don't do that. We will give the winner everything they need to know about getting these flowers. And if you have any questions at all about the contest, if you're a winner or just a question about the contest, call my office at 262-9588 and my staff will be able to help you. Okay, the question is, when is the Dr. Kavitko Golf Classic, meaning what date, and what charity does it benefit? Okay, 459-9769. It's very easy. I might even sneak out a hint here later if people maybe are having trouble waking up this morning and not paying attention. Oh, by the way, you can send us emails to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. You can also email questions and things, and people can email guesses to the question of the day, although today that's probably not necessary. It's too darn easy. And then these shows are available on demand by podcast at columbustoday.com, and they also rebroadcast at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. every day on that website, so you can go there, click on my show. It says Dentally Speaking Show. Start the show, or rather just at 2 o'clock, just tune in. Minimize it to your desktop and listen while you work. You can also find all of the shows on iTunes, and to do that, you would search under Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kavitko. And one more thing in the social media age, I have to mention that you can follow me on Twitter by searching Dr. Kavitko, www.twitter.com/Dr. Kavitko. By the way, that's DrKVitko. Okay, we have to get back to the person who had, they were 23 years, they were wearing dentures, and they came in, and it was, we said we needed an x-ray. Okay, so here's what we found. Guess what we found? We found an impacted wisdom tooth laying sideways on the person's lower right rear part of their jaw. And you think, no big deal. Just either leave it, because it's been there for 20 years, or take it out now, and everything will be fine. Well, here's the thing. When you have an impacted tooth, you can get a cyst around it, because teeth are made from the same embryologic tissue that cysts are made out of, or the lining of a cyst. A cyst, by the way, is officially known as an epithelial lined sac. I know that doesn't mean much to you, and it's too early to try to contemplate, but the point is teeth are also made from epithelium, so therefore you can get a cyst. Well, this person had developed a cyst around their tooth. Keep in mind, there's no pain, there's no nerve that goes to a cyst. This was a tooth that was just sitting there. But as the cyst grew, it ate the bone away. It created this huge hole, in this person's bone. They had no idea this was going on. It was just slowly growing until the time that we saw him, and our x-ray revealed that this cyst had encompassed or incorporated the entire right side of his jawbone. So what happened was we sent him to the oral surgery department, and they tried a surgery that would clean out the cyst, you know, obviously remove the tooth and the cyst, but unfortunately the cyst had gotten so big, had created bone that was so thin on the outer walls, and I think it even perforated on the tongue side, that they had to take out the right side of his jawbone, just literally cut it out, the TMJ, everything. And this man then had just half a jaw. Now you can imagine how disfiguring that might be, how hard it would be to eat and all of that. It was pretty sad, all because somebody, either a dentist didn't think to take an x-ray or a patient refused one. Now, we have a lot of people who don't want x-rays. It seems, I don't know what it is, somehow dentistry, and tell me if I'm wrong. If you think I'm wrong, I'll be happy to discuss this with you at 459-9769. But it seems like dentistry is the only field that people resist having x-rays done. And yet we're the field that takes the greatest care to protect you against unnecessary x-rays. By the way, I don't know if you knew this, but if you're on a jet plane, about 33 to 35,000 feet, every hour you're in the air, you're exposed to the radiation that equals three x-rays taken the old-fashioned way. And when I say the old-fashioned way, I mean the kind where there's real film that your dentist holds up to a light on one of those light boxes. Three of those every hour that you're on a jet airplane. Now, I've yet to meet a person willing to cancel their vacation or their trip when they found out that they were going to get some extra radiation. And yet, people will come in, and so think about this. It's a trip to California. That's about 5 or 6 hours in a plane if you're going from New York. And these days, it can be longer by the time you take different little flights. You know, they call them nonstop flights, but essentially it means you have to change planes at least once on your trip, sometimes twice. And so that's the equivalent of about one adult full series every time you fly to either to California and back. I mean, sorry, just one way. Come back, it's another full series. And that's using the old style x-rays. Now, the new style, when I say new style, there are two ways. There's removable x-ray phosphor plates. They look like the old style x-rays, but they're packaged in plastic, which we do, by the way. And when we take those, the radiation is 1/5 the amount of radiation of the old fashioned way. And then we have an x-ray sensor. It's this hard plastic covered sensor with a wire on it that attaches directly to our computer. And if we x-ray that and using that to do 18 films, it's the equivalent of 1/11 the amount of radiation. Now, a lot of offices, I don't know if it's most yet, but it's getting close, have at least one of those two systems. And so if you think about it then, since it's one, the one is 1/5 the amount, if you're flying on a jet, you're getting about 5 times the amount of radiation that you would for a dental x-ray series, okay? And by the way, when the astronauts go out into space, those that are staying in the space station and so on, that is one of the major concerns, is the amount of radiation that those folks receive, because they are up above our atmosphere, which is what protects us from gamma rays from the sun. And gamma rays are just like x-rays in what they do, and that is they are ionizing rays. They actually ionize tissue. And that's where the damage comes from. So, but there can be a lot of damage from not taking x-rays, and we're always weighing the benefit against the risk. And I don't think I've ever gone to a medical facility. And if you're a nurse, or you're a doctor, or you want to, and you know differently, feel free to give me a call. Be happy to talk to you. It's 459-9769, because I've never had a medical x-ray taken where I was offered a lead apron to cover the parts of my body that weren't being x-rayed. Think about it. Have you ever been offered a lead apron? it seems like the medical field just feels that they can just willy-nilly x-ray. And I don't mean the x-rays aren't needed. I'm just saying, why not protect the parts that aren't being x-rayed like dentistry does? I don't know. Maybe you understand why people will put off a dental x-ray, but it's not a good thing to do. If your dentist thinks it's needed, I think you should just go along with it. And people come in all the time and they'll say something like, well, you know, I had x-rays taken 2 years ago at my last office. I don't want any x-rays today. Homeowners, would you buy a house with a 2-year-old termite report? Would your bank let you? Probably not. Why would you want your dentist to work on 2-year-old information? I mean, a lot can happen in 2 years. It's just not a good thing. It's not a good plan. Okay, now, I am going to give out a little information. I'm gonna try to help folks with this question of the day. The Dr. Cavico Golf Classic is going to be held July 31st, which is next Saturday. Okay? It is to raise money for the Down Syndrome of Central Ohio. Okay? And you may remember the question of the day. The question of the day is, when is the Dr. Cavico Golf Classic and what charity does it benefit? And if you have the right answer, if you give us a call or send us an email, you will receive a free seasonal mixed floral arrangement from Weistember Florist. And again, this is a Dr. Cavico contest, not a Sunny 95 contest. Any questions, call my office at 262-9588. Now, we've all heard the jokes about people with bad teeth. You know, where do people with bad teeth live? What state? And West Virginia always seems to come to the top of the list. And I have a little information about the state of dental health in children in West Virginia. We're going to see if those jokes are correct. You are listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Cavico here on Sunny 95. Thanks for joining me. And when we come back, we're going to hopefully have a good answer to the question of the day. And we'll hear a little bit about the folks down in West Virginia, how their teeth and dental health fare. We'll be right back.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Cavico.
I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Cavico. I live my life and practice dentistry by 4 very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Cavico & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drcavico.com.
Dr. Cavico & Associates.
At the hands of the time we've been given it. This is all we got, and we gotta stop thinking it. Every second counts on the clock that's ticking. Gotta live like we're dying. We got 86, 400 seconds.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Cavico. Hey, go out. You're going to have a great day today, I think. It looks like it's cloudy now, but oftentimes these kind of days start off like this and they wind up sunny. And I'm no weather guy, and I try to just live my life regardless of the weather, but I know a lot of people do pay attention to it, and we'll just have to see. It was kind of interesting because it rained about 3 miles north of the Park of Roses where we're having the movie night. As we packed up and I was heading home, I was surprised to see the roads were wet kind of in Worthington. In fact, Puddle is on the road, and yet it hadn't rained in Clintonville. I guess the stars just shined on us well. Okay, now, we were talking about some of the things that I run into at the office, and one of the things that I think is appropriate is fear. Now, we don't have a lot of time to get into this, but I'm going to start. And the reason that came to mind is, recently I had a patient just absolutely, absolutely afraid. So afraid that she would just be in tears. Her and her husband came in, couldn't control herself. Boy, when she actually came, we did our consultation, and she's kind of shaking in the chair and holding back tears, actually dabbing back tears. And then when she came for her first visit and we were planning oral sedation, she couldn't hold the water cup steady enough to use it. Her hand was shaking so much it looked like she was trying to shake I don't know, a mixed drink. And so we had to use the drinking fountain for her to swallow these pills. Now, I also did IV sedation on her after some time had passed, and she was able to calm down through the drugs, and I was able to get the IV going. And, of course, I didn't have to give her quite as many IV drugs in the form of milligrams, but I still needed to boost that. And so we did. It was kind of like a test visit. She had a couple of bad teeth and needed root canals, and the idea was they wanted to do just what was needed, nothing more, just get all these cavities fixed, a couple abscesses, and then if she does okay, then maybe we'll consider coming back and having some of the other work done. And in her case, the other work was cosmetic, and which she really needed. She'd had some esophageal reflux in her past and some acid damage to the teeth. So her smile was really not all that pretty, and she'd be the first to admit it. Well, she got through that appointment just fine. That doesn't mean necessarily she'd be up for another visit or two, but luckily, for everybody involved, I think, she felt confident that she'd be able to come back in, and she did. And we had a very long appointment, honestly. It was 9.5 hours because it was a total makeover. And that's a long time for somebody that's so nervous that they can't even hold the little drink cup steady, you know? So, anyway, we finished her up about 6-7 days ago, and she gave me a big hug. She was just so happy, and she's so glad that she has to that she was able to do this. And you can't imagine what it does for me, what it does for her. It just in her case, it was, she had to get over the fear of coming to the office, get over the fear of sitting in that chair for the first time, and just put all that behind her and put her trust in me, and she did. It was a good thing. I'm so happy. So keep in mind that if you're one of those people, don't be afraid. Pick up the phone and call. I don't normally plug the office. I figure if people want to call me, they know how to find me, but it can be life-changing. Okay, so let's see. I understand we have a caller on line one. Okay, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
What's your name?
Diane.
Hi, Diane. So you're up. You're listening. That's great. And I understand you have an answer to us for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
Yes. The proceeds go to the Down Syndrome Association.
Good.
And the Golf for Life Ohio program.
Right.
Yes. And it is on Saturday, July the 31st.
Excellent, excellent. That is so, you got it right, and thank you for helping me remind people of that for next week. And you're going to receive flowers from Vice Denver Florist and from me. It'll be Tuesday, a couple days from now, at work, and if you'll stay on the line, my producer's going to get the information that we'll need, you know, phone number, address, where they're going to be delivered, maybe an email address so we can confirm, okay?
Okay.
And thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Okay, hold on now. All right, so, and that was the last chance for people to know about the golf outing, and please go and register. Please, come out and support us. It'll be a lot of fun. Even if you don't golf, just come anyway, and the money goes to good cause, and you can watch a bunch of people trying to golf, because that's pretty much what happens on golf courses around this town anyway. I'm one of them. So, you've been listening to Denley Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunday 95. We're here every Sunday morning at 7. please tune in. You can also, we also stream live during the show on sunny95.com, and you can get podcasts at columbustoday.com. Go out and have a great day, have a great week, and be back here again next Sunday morning at 7. Goodbye.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.